This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
The chorus comes around. You know, they sing the verse. The chorus comes around. They go, "You sing!" I wish the audience would in unison go, "No! You sing!"
And Chad P.
There's one part in the song where, depending on what kind of night I was having, I may be able to hit the note, I may not.
Class is in.
Well, hello, everybody. This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the communication department, Southeastern Louisiana University. Sitting to my immediate left, a young man, one who must learn. What's your name there, kid?
I'm Chad P. Yeah, and I'm angry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so mad.
So am I. You know, I was watching television, and we were watching something my wife wanted to watch, so I did what all good husbands do. I didn't say anything, so I got up and I got on the computer,
yeah.
And I began looking for Rock School Radio Show topics, and I ran across a website where people were writing in about things that upset them or cheese them off about rock shows.
That's right.
And other rock groups and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed a couple of them, and I thought, what are some things that upset me about rock stars?
Good. A show where we can vent.
Oh, yeah. I came up with a list of about 15, and hopefully the audience will come up with some as they go on. And one of the things I ran across was a Bono, I never know how to actually pronounce
it. The guy from U2.
He started a little rant where he got upset at rock stars who were complaining about how tired they are or how hard they work. And we'll start with that. Right. I have 15 things here today mm-hmm. that rock stars do either by themselves or in concert that really upset me, really bother me. So for an hour today, we're going to go into them, and I'm going to start with Bono's.
Okay.
Bono's, whatever, however
that
you
guy.
Pronounce the name. That guy from
The Edge's friend.
The Edge's friend, that's right. The guy out front with the big, funny, you know, bug-eyed glasses.
Yeah.
Number one, stop telling us how tired you are or how hard you work. You have a dream job.
A big-time dream
job. That's right.
Job.
You do what every little kid wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
You get on stage and you play. I'm sure it's hard, right? So's working in a foundry. So's working 13 hours as a waitress.
That's right.
But you know what? We don't make $50,000 a night.
No, that's right.
It's difficult putting on a Rock School Radio show
Correct.
Once a week. But we get paid nothing.
And we got to wake up early, not
that's
at the crack
right.
of noon like you do.
That's right. And we don't stay out all night and get into hot tubs with bevies of beautiful babes.
That's right.
Huh?
Oh, you got it so bad.
Oh, yeah. Things are really rough. In order to understand this, see Blink-182, see Avril Lavigne, Evanescence, Linkin Park, Dashboard Confessional, Jimmy Eat World. They're so put upon. You poor thing. You know, Nickelback wants to be a rock star, just like the rest of us. Rock School.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on it. Be a rock star.
I will say this about Nickelback.
Yeah.
To me, they are a band that with each album that they put out, they get progressively harder and harder and harder. You remember their early stuff?
It was light.
Real light ballad-like stuff. Now, they're putting out some real
testosterone-driven stuff.
Yeah, because they're working really hard.
Well, that's right.
Oh, yeah, really, really hard. Yeah, I feel really bad for you.
Wow.
I hope there's a retirement plan on jillions of dollars. Okay, here's two more things that really upset me about a band. We're going to stay in concert for a little while.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Two things. Number one, finish the song. Van Halen finishes the song and they go dun 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 dun, and they hold that note for 30 seconds, and then they go dun 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 dun, and then they hold that note for a while. Dun 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 dun. Don't you have any other songs? You have 9 albums.
Well, they're just trying to make the people happy. The people paid a lot of money for the concert.
That's right. That's why I'd like to hear another song.
Oh man.
Okay. So that's one. Here's another one. I came to hear you sing. I don't need to sing the song. I came to hear you sing.
You're talking about when they point the mic at the crowd?
That's right. The chorus comes around. You know, they sing the verse. The chorus comes around. They go, "You sing!" I wish the audience would in unison go, "No! You sing!" I paid the money. I paid $100 to hear you sing. You know, we don't get fooled. A what, Roger? We don't get fooled. A what? How about you sing it?
Well, wait a minute. What if they forgot the words?
Well, they forgot the words.
Or maybe,
right.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me ask you this. There used to be a band that would come around Hammond, and they would let me sing a song with them every now and then.
Bar bands are one thing.
There's one part in the song where, depending on what kind of night I was having, I may be able to hit the note, I may not.
Yeah.
If I knew ahead of time, I'm not going to be able to sing this part.
You bring backup singers. No, you bring backup singers.
I don't have a backup singer. I was a guy in a bar drinking a beer watching a band.
I'm talking about serious. Bruce Springsteen. Hungry Heart, got a wife and kid in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride. He points to the mic. The audience sang the whole song. Hey, 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 hey. You sing the song, huh? Not me. Okay? Rock School. How am I doing so far?
You're doing
am I bugging
fine.
You?
Yeah, no.
Do these things bug you too?
You're fine, Mr. Belding. You're all right.
Mr. Belding.
Hey.
I can relate to some of them, but others, I mean, if he points the microphone at the crowd, maybe it's because he's winded.
And he you perform in. I came to see you.
He works hard.
You know what else bothers me?
Okay.
Is the person who sits next to me in concert and either wants to sing with every song or talk to me. You know what I mean? I went to see Clapton one time, and this one young lady sits down next to me and says, you know, Clapton is singing, and I'm just enthralled in the fact that I'm actually in the same room with Eric Clapton.
Uh-huh.
And this woman sits down next to me and says, "I've loved Clapton since the 60s. And I looked at her and I said, $100 a ticket, and then turned away. You know,
and you buy an extra ticket to keep an empty seat by you.
Here's something else that bothers
me. You're very angry today.
I am, and I'm enjoying it.
Me too.
So every so often I get to vent, and I'm venting on this one.
I love it.
Very bad. I haven't had anything to drink.
Tell me something else.
Performing stupid versions of your songs.
What?
Silly versions of your songs. You know, I like make it sound like the record.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I know the whole world went crazy on Layla.
Mm-hmm.
The way Eric Clapton performed it acoustically.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know why he did that?
No.
So no one else would have to. Okay. I don't like the acoustic version of Hotel California by the Eagles.
Yeah.
So don't do that again. David Lee Roth used to come out and do a steel drum version of Van Halen songs. Don't do that. Don't do that. A couple times, I'm trying to think of what the band was. They came out and did an a cappella version of their rock song to show how great their voices were. Don't do that. Make it sound like the record, huh? And dig this. The Bare Naked Ladies used to come out and perform a bluegrass version of One Week.
Oh, huh? No.
Look, I'm sorry that you wrote a hit song. I'm sorry that you're tired of performing it. I'm not.
Right.
I paid $50 to come see you. Make it sound like the record. One Week, Bare Naked Ladies. Rock School.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven.
You know, now that I've given it some thought, I actually do have a gripe.
Oh, shoot. Let's hear it.
I don't like it when a band is performing a song that I know and I like, and I may be singing it softly to myself, and they decide to change the lyrics to swear words.
What?
Granted, I don't have the cleanest mouth all the time. When I stub my toe, words may fly.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler is notorious for it.
He will, for sticking a curse word in the middle of it.
He will change words into these bad words that I... And, you know, to me, it's not cool. Oh, instead of saying, I sleep with my boots on, he said, with my boots on. That, to me, that's not cool. Come on. I'm not 12.
Yeah, I got it. You know, and you're
Steven. You're so cool because you cursed. Yeah, oh,
Steven,
wow.
What are you, 62?
Exactly.
Stop it.
His name is Joe Perry, not Joe Perry.
That's right. I got it.
Okay?
I got it.
I don't like that.
If that still does it for you at 60, come on.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Right.
You want one more before we go into the break?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's another one.
Now. Come on.
Here's another one. Make it sound like the record. Here's another one. Make it sound like the record. When you come to sing it, you can stray a little bit from the melody.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. But look, people like to hear something that sounds like the record and do like to, like you say, maybe softly sing along.
Yeah.
Unlike the woman who couldn't hold a tune that sits next to me at every concert. Couldn't hold a tune if it was written on a rock and she had a bucket. That woman, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Singing at the top of her lungs.
Uh-huh.
If you're singing softly, you want to at least follow the melody.
Right.
I've seen Bob Dylan. He has no idea what the original melody to any of his songs are. The same thing with Paul Simon.
Uh-huh.
No idea what the original melody to any of his songs are.
Why do they change them?
Because they're bored of their own songs.
I think it's because...
they have to reinvent them.
I actually think that it's because they're getting older and they can't sing in that tone anymore. They have to drop it a little bit.
No. I think it's because they're bored of their own music. We're not. Tommy's in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement worried about the government. You know why?
Why?
I've got the Subterranean Homesick Blues. Rock School.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did.
Yeah, get a live version. Get a live of, lately, live one of Bob Dylan. You know, everyone goes, to make fun of him.
Uh-huh.
And it's not just his voice. I mean, his voice is distinctive. I get it. But melody?
Nothing.
Not even in it.
Uh-uh. Wow.
You know, they understand me up at WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. Right now, everybody is nodding their head.
Oh, yeah?
They understand me fully.
Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Does this stuff cheese you guys off?
They say C.
CC.
They say
C.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
iTunes, of course. If you have one that upsets us and you're listening to us on iTunes, you can always send us an email. Chad, of course, knows the email address.
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com.
We will be back with other things that upset me. In a minute, Rock School.
You know, I just thought of another one that bugs me.
Don't hurt yourself.
You always make me give out the email address. Haven't you learned it by now? The show's 3 years old.
I'm giving you something to do.
Oh, okay.
I'm delegating.
Oh, thank you.
I'm delegating.
All right, boss.
I learned that from our president.
Appreciate it.
I delegate.
Ha-ha.
Speaking of president and pulling political things, all things political.
Good segue.
Here's another one that bugs the heck out of me.
Go ahead.
Look, I understand you have opinions. I have opinions. Do you have opinions?
Everybody has one.
Okay, look. Here's another thing that bugs me. Believing because of your fame that you are now a lightning rod for a cause.
Mm-hmm.
That starts to drive me up a tree after a while. Look, I understand playing for Haiti. Everybody wants that to be good.
Yeah.
I understand that. But because you have fame, you are now not any smarter or any dumber than any other person. Okay? See the Dixie Chicks, Bruce Springsteen, Black Crowes, Barbara Streisand, Rage Against the Machine, Green Day, etc.
Uh-huh.
It's not that he plays guitar. He must know about global warming. What? It doesn't mean just because you've achieved a modicum of fame, you know, we must find someone to deal with the rainforest. Say, Sting knows how to play a lute.
You know
we
what?
Might as well, we might as well talk to him.
You know what? This does remind me of one. Do you remember P. Diddy's Vote or Die campaign?
Oh, yeah. Smooth.
Vote or die. Number one, if I don't vote, I won't die.
Right.
Granted, I know it's important to vote. And number two, oh, I'm going to vote because Diddly-Doo told me to. Paris Hilton said vote, and she didn't even vote.
That's right.
She says vote or die, and she missed the election day.
I agree. I agree completely. You have opinions? Fine. But your opinions are no more valid than mine.
No.
Because you have had success on a stage.
Good for you, Doc.
John Cougar Mellon Camp. Huh? Rock School. Well, I can get you any compromising position.
This feels good.
Doesn't it? To get
this
it off
like
your chest?
Therapy, man.
I'm sure I've upset somebody because someone's going to go, Rage Against the Machine is the most intelligent. Yes, yes, yes. The guitarist went to Harvard. Yes, yes, yes. I got it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that their opinion is any more or less valid. Barbara Streisand starts to sing, you know, people, oh, that's beautiful. Now let me talk to you about politics. Can't you sing something else, please?
Just sing.
Yeah. Okay, then welcome to the bottom of the hour, where we will take a short break from being Dana Carvey's mean old man and do something called 7 days in 70 seconds, Monday, February 15th through Sunday, February 21st. Chad has Monday. Proceed.
All right, February 15th, it's President's Day. And 45 years ago in 1965, the jazz great Nat King Cole died from lung cancer. He was only 45 years old.
Now, radio people are having, you know, opinions that are much better than everybody else's. So, look, don't smoke. It killed Nat King Cole. Okay.
This is true.
Tuesday, February 16th, 20 years ago, the former Mr. Tina Turner, Ike, is sentenced to 4 years in prison for drug possession.
February 17th, Ash Wednesday this year, 75 years ago, 1935, Sonny Bono, member of Sonny and Cher and ex-mayor of Palm Springs, California, was born in Detroit, Michigan.
Thursday, February 18th, 45 years ago, back in 1965, exactly the same age as me, rapper-producer Dr. Dre is born in Los Angeles, California.
Friday, February 19th, 15 years ago in 1995, Roxette becomes the first Western artist since George Michael in 1984 to perform in China.
And on Saturday, February 20th, 15 years ago, Tommy Lee and model Pamela Anderson wed in Cancun, Mexico. I was invited to their honeymoon.
Oh, you weren't.
Well, at least I saw the videotape.
Oh, shut up.
Sunday, February 21st, 40 years ago, Jackson 5 make their debut performance on American Bandstand. Now, I've got two here. I don't really know which one to do, so.
What you got? What you got?
I'm going to do the one that's just higher up on the piece of paper. Something that bugs me?
Yeah.
Bands that refuse to play their old hits.
Yeah, why do they do that?
A band that becomes popular with a group of people, then becomes popular with another group of people, say men to begin with,
sure,
because they're a rock band.
Yeah.
Then they start putting out lesser, sort of sweeter songs.
Ballads.
And they become popular with girls.
Right.
Def Leppard.
Uh-huh.
They had a following for two albums with guys.
Yeah.
Real strong, hard music.
Sure.
Then the ladies came around with Pour Some Sugar on Me and the slower stuff. And
yeah,
my wife started liking them. They stopped playing all the old, harder stuff and started only playing the newer stuff. As a matter of fact, Joe Elliott was even questioned by a fan. Why have you stopped playing the older stuff? And he said, they're not hits.
Oh,
I mean, they're not hits. They're what made you what you are today.
They
they're
established your first audience.
Play the old hits.
Yeah.
Or you're telling half of your audience, you are simply not worth it.
Wow.
So there.
What a statement.
Def Leppard, On Through the Night was the album. Hello, Rock Brigade. Rock School.
I'm so glad that we're having this topic conversation.
Did you come up with another one?
I did.
Okay.
I don't like it when a band in concert makes me wait.
Okay, yeah.
First concert I ever saw was Creed. Their hit at the time was Higher.
Yeah.
They saved it for last. They ended on some song, and we were like, oh, no, they're going to play Higher. So they Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Sure.
Leave the stage.
How long?
About a good 10 to 15 minutes.
Well, I don't even like when they make you wait at the beginning of the concert. If the concert's supposed to start at 8, 15, 20 minutes. If you're making us wait an hour plus, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I mean, they milked that thing, Doc, for all it was worth. They had everyone chanting and for them to come back out.
That's
and they
enough.
Did come back out. The crowd popped and they sang higher. And I was like, you could have just ended the show with the song instead of actually making a few of us mad.
Yeah.
Because a few people thought, oh, Lord, they didn't sing higher. Like, yeah. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. But some people actually left because they thought the show was over.
I'll tell you, here's another one that goes along with that. Becoming so wasted before a show that you can't perform.
That's true.
Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Creed. Scott Stapp used to drink himself into oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Williams Jr.
Mm-hmm.
used to drink himself into oblivion. David Lee Roth used to drink himself into oblivion.
Early Aerosmith.
They would just simply collapse on stage.
Yep.
My worst concert ever. Greg Kinn.
Yeah.
They would absolutely drink themselves into oblivion. They couldn't even perform.
Mm-hmm.
I paid the money.
You know,
and it would just drive me crazy that I came to watch this whole thing. It put their shows in jeopardy. Rock School. Where were you when I needed you? You cannot be found. What can I do? I believe in you. There you go, Greg Kinn, Jeopardy. Probably shouldn't have played him because he so upset me. You know, and then I play a song for him on the radio.
I think forgiveness is in order.
There you go. Well, here's a couple
years.
Other things that bug me.
What's that?
Well, I'll tell you one, and then I'll tell you a second one. I'll play one from the second one. I'll probably upset people on the second one. Stop remaking songs that are perfect.
Like?
Madonna remade American Pie.
Oh, yeah.
Crocus remade Ballroom Blitz.
Uh-huh.
You know, do you know why Crocus, or do you know why Ballroom Blitz was sung by the Sweet?
No.
So Crocus wouldn't have to. Will the Power sang Baby, I Love Your Way and Free Bird. Don't do that.
No, they're perfect. No.
Guns N' Roses did Knocking on Heaven's Door.
I actually like that version.
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, don't remake perfect songs. If you want to remake a song that isn't very good. And make it better, okay? But don't remake perfect songs, okay? Now, here's the one I think I may really upset some people on because of the group I'm going to play.
Okay.
All right. If you're going to write a song that is in your key of singing. So when you're performing it,
mm-hmm.
you can actually sing it. There's something about artists, they like to sing high.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about that.
Yeah.
But they like to sing high. They like to hit the high notes. They like to hit those things. The problem is they can't reproduce it in concert.
They can't do it every night.
Well,
that's for sure.
They just run out of problem. Bon Jovi used to do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, that Living on a Prayer when it finally key changes at the end. Right. He could hit it for the first part of it, but at the end when a key changes, he couldn't hit that note. He would drop it an octave and everyone would go, whoa, what are you doing? You're supposed to be way up there.
Right, right.
The band who I think is one of the worst offenders of this, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What?
Anthony Kiedis. Performs well on record.
Yeah.
In concert, he misses every note by about 4 feet. I think he's terrible live.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm sure I'm going to upset some people. But live, I mean, he's not that great on pitch. And every time the notes go up too high, he doesn't have the vocals to do it. Transpose the song.
I wasn't expecting that one.
Or don't write songs that are too high to hit. Billy Joel's the same way. When he was a young man, he wrote high songs.
Yeah.
And now that he's an older man, he's found that young Billy Joel has written songs that are too high for old Billy Joel to sing. But at least he transposes so he can hit the songs.
Right.
Kiedis?
Mm.
Not so much. Every time I've heard him, eh. Now someone's going to say, I saw him in concert and they were great. Were they? Or are you just really a Chili Peppers fan? Should I be running for higher ground now?
Yeah.
Should I be? Right. Higher ground. Rock School. Oh, he's great on record. He's great on record. The times I've seen him live, hasn't done it.
Well, I've never seen him live, so I can neither support nor deny that argument.
Well, I'm sure somebody is going to write and say, you're absolutely wrong. You know, David Lee Roth is horrendous live. Terrible. He is. He just can't hit the notes, and he doesn't have the scream left anymore. I hate to admit it, but I think that The Who didn't really do it very well at the halftime.
No?
The voice is just gone. The voice is just gone.
Steven Tyler can still do it.
That's
one of the
true.
Only few, huh?
Yeah, he's one of the few. Hello, KLSU. We're going to come back with a few more of these, I'm not so upset, but still things that should be talked about. Who else listens to us?
KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. I wonder if the people in Shreveport even get mad, because Shreveport is such a nice town. Why would you even get mad?
Let's see if we can't give them something to start off with.
Yeah.
Get us on iTunes. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, this is Rock School, and we're talking about things that upset me, mostly me. Chad has thrown a few in there. Here's a couple more that I think are rather upsetting about rock groups that when fans look at it, they go, eh. Ignoring your fan base.
What do you mean?
Well, fans expect certain things. It's kind of like when you open up a can of Coke. You expect that Coca-Cola to taste a certain way.
Right.
When a band sets themselves to a certain sound, you're expected to sound a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
If you ignore your fan base, you're going to run into trouble.
Well, yeah, because that's your lifeline.
That's right. And you can't then blame the fans for not getting you.
Yeah.
So Bon Jovi did it.
He sure did.
Genesis.
Oh, preach on, brother. Go ahead.
Van Halen did it. Chicago did it. Def Leppard did it.
Shame on y'all.
Yeah.
You sold out your rock roots.
I even picked a song that you in an earlier show made fun of because they did it.
What did I make fun of?
Genesis.
No.
I
no.
can't
no.
dance.
No.
Rock School.
Hot sun beating down. Walking around, hot sun making me sweat. Gators getting close. I can dance.
Boy, you done made me mad now.
Oh, because I played Genesis, I
you
can't
cost
dance?
Me a bet, dude.
What? What
I had
bet?
A bet with Harvest Starkey over there in the business building that we would never play Genesis on this radio show.
There you are.
Well,
you can play
you.
Early Genesis. I mean, this is a band that gave us Duke and The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. And then I Can't Dance? What?
Exactly.
Illegal Alien? What? What? Here's a real quick one.
Okay.
When you retire, retire.
Brett Favre.
If you do if you do a farewell tour, say farewell.
Cher.
Go away.
Yeah.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Eagles.
Madonna.
Eagles.
Eagles did it too.
Eagles. Say farewell. Huh? Get over it. Rock School.
Turn on the tube. What do I see? Get over it.
Okay, last break on this here show about all the things that upset me about rock stars. One of the two that are left. Being ridiculously egotistical. Scott Stapp, Kanye West, Axl Rose, P. Diddy, Noel Gallagher, blah-diddy, 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 blah. You're great. You're a good musician. You know what? Go to New York City.
Uh-huh.
For every one of you, there's 75 people who are just as good a musician. They just weren't in the right place at the right time.
Luck had a little bit to do with it.
Oh, a lot to do with it. And the one we're going to end up on.
What's that?
When you go on stage with an instrument, play the instrument. The entire Joe Perry guitar solo, if you remember with Aerosmith, it ended with him laying the guitar down and taking his jacket off and smacking the guitar with it. Stop that. Play the instrument. The entire ending drum solo, if you remember, they kicked the drums. Play the drums. Look, don't do that. I understand it's a show, but do the musicianship.
I totally relate to your argument.
Yes.
But you got to remember, you and I are musicians. So for the musicianship and the musicians in us, that angers us. But for the fan that doesn't know how to play a musical instrument, he goes home excited because Joe Perry smacked his guitar with his jacket, and that was so cool.
Anybody can do that.
That's true, but you see what I'm saying?
No. Not at all. Eat the rich. You end us up. I'm Joe Burns.
I can't stop.
And that's Chad P. Class is dismissed.